Okay, good evening, everyone. And now we're back in our youth service with a brand new series titled Forward. Sabihin niyo, Forward.
Forward.
And this brand new series would help us understand more about discipleship. Okay? The discipleship, kasi, you know what, our church has been very concerned about our walk with God. Kaya nga, kung narinig natin lagi, diba, honor God, make disciples. And in making disciples, we're serious about that. What we want to do is to help other people in their walk with God. Lahat tayo, we want to help one another in our walk with God. In our faith, all right? In our in the Word, okay? And even as a church, we want to honor God together. All right? Ganun yung, etong series na to, okay? That's our goal, all right? This talks about discipleship. This will be for 9 weeks. Imagine nyo, ganun kahaba, okay? 9 weeks. Ito yung pinakamahaba nating series now in our youth service. If you've been here for a long time already. But nevertheless, okay lang yun, okay? Madami tayong matututunan, okay, dito sa series na to. Excited na ba kayo? And now, alright, let me go back to the preaching, talking about forward, speaking of discipleship. We're not here for church attendance, we're here for disciples. Who among you here, you're a follower of Jesus? You love Jesus? Okay, good. Okay, and now, for 9 weeks, ito yung overarching verse natin, Matthew 4:19. And it says here, and he said to them, basahin natin, 1, 2, 3, go. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. This is what Jesus said when he called his disciples. And I truly believe that up until now, this is what he is telling us as he called us to be a disciple. And as a disciple, all right, as a disciple, we know or we formulated it, all right, as a movement and as a church. This is what we truly believe, that what a disciple is, according to how Jesus has called us, a disciple first follows Jesus, all right? Follow Jesus. That's first and foremost. Kaya yun nga yung sabi ni Jesus, diba? Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. That's the second, to fish for people. And the last, all right, wala man yun dun sa statement ni Jesus, but this is just a natural result of together, because when Jesus called his disciples, okay, wala siyang tinawag mag-isa. Alright, and even he had followers around 500 up until time that he has resurrected and ascended, okay, and they had a fellowship with one another. They were together. Disciples were together. Okay, ibig sabihin, even up until our time today, we should still be fellowshipping with one another. Walang mag-isang Kristiyano dito, yung victory group mo composed of Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and you. Diba? Parang ikaw lang at si God, diba? Walang ganun, alright? And if ever you're here, okay, sino dito, may friends ka dito sa church, okay? And you appreciate these people, alright? And sino dito wala? Yun, at least, diba? But it's fine, all right. If wala, talk to me after this service. I would gladly want to meet, parang meet you and have you meet other people. Okay? And hindi pwedeng ikaw lang mag-isa dito. You wouldn't enjoy it. Okay? Hindi ka babalik dito kasi parang di mo ramdam yung binibigay ni God ng mga tao sa paligid mo. Right, and we are serious about that. And if ever you came here, you came here for the first time, walang pumansin sa'yo, I am very sorry. Okay, baka yung iba, okay, mapansin yung baka yung mga leaders o yung mga nandito na. So lalo na kung nandito ka na, matagal ka na nagsaservice dito, better talk to someone new. Alright? Welcome them. Especially malaan mo, oy, first time mo, okay, labas! Hindi, okay. Okay, I'm glad na nandito ka. Would you want to be part of our victory group? Make an invitation, because that's what we're called to do. Okay, to follow Jesus together, fish for people together, and fellowship with other believers. Alright, and as a disciple, we need to be healthy. Sino yung katabi mo mukhang healthy? Alright, pwede naman. But let me ask you this question before I go and continue in my preaching. Anong ginagawa mo para maging healthy? Sino dito? Diet! Yung katabi mo. Diet, yun know, para maging healthy. Yun yung top 3, no? Na ginagawa para maging healthy usually, no? Gym, jogging, diet. Pero alam natin lahat ito mahirap, tama? Sino dito yung sabi mo, 2017, okay, ano ko to? New Year's resolution, magda-diet na talaga ako. Hanggang ngayon, okay, hanggang ngayon, hindi pa nagsa-start. Mahirap, all right? We all want to be healthy, but we don't want the discipline of exercise, all right, of diet, of gym, because it's hard. Minsan sa simula lang madali, pero parang nakakatamad na. Okay? We all want to be healthy, but the discipline is hard. But we all want to be physically healthy. Gusto nating mabuhay ng matagal. Ayaw nating magkasakit. But all of these disciplines around us, di ba, makakita ka lang, di ba, ng pizza. O sige, pingi ako tatlo. Okay, tatlo ka agad, di ba? So, mahirap talagang mag-diet, mag-exercise, at mag-gym. But, you know what, disciplines, okay, is needed for us to be physically healthy. But deep within you, are you healthy? How about your spirit, your soul? Is it healthy? Is it really healthy? And do you do discipline so that it will be healthy? And if you think you're not healthy deep inside of you, in your heart, in your daily decisions, in your mind, you're not healthy within, how can I be healthy? What am I supposed to do? Do you want to be healthy in your spirit? What am I supposed to do? That's the question for all of us. Because in following Jesus, una sa lahat, all right, we need to follow His word. 3 weeks we'll be talking about following Jesus. 3 weeks talking about fishing for people, and another 3 weeks for fellowshipping with other believers. And we start with a kind of a spiritual discipline. It's kind of an exercise for your spirit. Kasi may alam natin yun, di ba? May fasting, may prayer. Sino nagpe-pray? Okay, unti lang. Okay. Giving are all disciplines, but part of it, lahat ng yon nalaman lang din naman natin because of the Bible, because of God's Word. The discipline of all these disciplines starts with the Bible, starts with reading the Word. And right now, let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 to 3. Alright, and this is the following verse that we'll be talking about. Okay, and for now, okay pa, makikita natin gaano ka-importante yung word and what should we do about it so that we would be healthy deep within us. Okay, hindi ka lang healthy, okay, outside of you, may abs ka nga, pero paano yung spirit mo? Malnourished. Alright? Let me read this to you. Like newborn infants, long for pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Let me pray muna, okay, bago tayo mag-continue. Father, thank you for your word. We pray, God, that you open our hearts and minds, Lord God, to love your word, to long for your word, and to depend on your word, Lord God, all the days of our lives. Thank you, Lord, and we pray, God, that we would not go out of this place unchanged, but we would have a longing for what you say for our lives, Lord. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, in this particular scripture, 1 Peter wrote this. It's a letter. Peter is an apostle, a disciple of Jesus. When called by Jesus to follow me and I will make you fishers of men, he was there. He was one of the Jesus' disciples. And now, ito yung isa sa sinasabi niyang importante to the people he is writing to. Now, he was writing in this particular letter to discourage and confused people, Gentiles and Jews, ibig sabihin mga kalahi niya, at hindi, pero followers of Jesus Christ, disciples. But yet, they were discouraged and confused because in their faith because of all the suffering and persecution happening at them at their time. Imagine mo naman tayo dito, yung pang-aasar lang sa atin, persecution, praise the Lord, hallelujah ka. Sa kanila, they would be killed because of Christianity, because of following Jesus, because of preaching the gospel. And now, Peter is saying, this is what's important. The word of God would be a foundation to the hope that you have in Jesus Christ. That's why in discouragement, in problems, okay, importante yung word ni God. Ganun ka-importante ito. And that's why we're talking about this. We're starting with the Word of God, the discipline that we must all have. And and how we discuss this, I'll be highlighting words here. I don't have points, alright? I have these words na i-highlight natin. And gano'n ito ka-importante. Pag-aralan natin itong mga words so that we would be able to understand more of it and know that this is what God desires for us, to be spiritually healthy. Alright? Let's first talk about pure spiritual milk. Sabihin nyo, pure spiritual milk. Pure spiritual milk. Pure, this word is actually, literally means unadulterated. Ibig sabihin, walang substitute, walang alternative, walang halo. This is the only thing that would nourish you pure. Main source of nourishment, pure. Walang pwedeng pumalit. Walang kapantay, eto lang yun. Pure. And to give you just a quick illustration, when we talk about pure, diba, pag-usapan natin pagkain. So dito mahilig sa chicken. Alright? Okay. Kung papipiliin kita, ano mas gusto mo? Roast chicken or chicken nuggets? Sino dito? Roast chicken, roasted chicken. Okay, hindi. Chicken nuggets! Alright. Yung iba, ayoko chicken. Sisig kami. Okay, sisig kami. And talking about chicken, we're talking about raw versus processed. Protein versus fats. Bakit? Chicken nuggets, akala natin pareho lang yan kasi pagkagat mo, di ba, pag niluto ang kanya na nanay mo, kakagatan mo o kaya gaganunin mo pa sa gitna. Shhh. Tapos makikita mo yung usok konti. Puti rin naman yung loob. Parang chicken lang din, na totoo. But since chicken nuggets is processed, alright, dumaan na sa iba't ibang proseso kasi nga processed. Wow, psh, okay, mind blown. Mind blown. Okay. The nutrients that you will be having from a regular raw chicken is different now when it comes to chicken nuggets. Bawas na. Mas madami na yung fats. So ngayon, yung sanang protein na na-absorb ng body mo because of the chicken, pero nag-substitute ka, chicken nuggets na lang, okay, turned into fats. There's no substitute to a real chicken. Kahit tapatan mo ng chicken nuggets yan, yung pwedeng nourishment na meron ka sa chicken wouldn't match by the chicken nuggets. It's like comparing the Bible to inspirational quotes. Diba? Bible verse ba? O let go, let God? Diba? Parang yung dating niyan, diba? Parang yung buhay natin, doon na naka-anchor, diba? Basta alam ko lang, let go, let God. Kahit nakasabit sa jeep, diba? Let go, let God. So, parang nilagay mo na yung buhay mo sa quote. And I'm not saying quotes are bad. Actually, may quote ako mamaya, di ba? Thank you, ha? Pinalaan mo. But if that becomes the dependence of your life, then that's no match for the real thing. It's the Bible. You're not getting too much meat from an inspirational quote. Di ba, sasabi mo, iwa-wallpaper ko pa yan para makita ko lagi, di ba? But what would change your life is the Bible. The written word of God. The Bible says everything in here, everything of the Bible, the word of God, is God-breathed, used for teaching, correcting, rebuking, training in righteousness. It would change your life. Doon ka ba sa inspirational quotes? I'm not saying that's bad. Okay, masama yun. Pero may halo na kasi. Minsan nga hindi mo alam kung sino nagsabi nun, di ba? Basta sabi yan eh. Maganda naman eh. Kaya na tayo, panayang share sa Facebook, okay, talaga naghahanap ka magtatag ba sa'yo ng magandang quote na babago ng buhay mo. What would change your life is this, the real, pure, spiritual milk. Spiritual milk. Let's go back to the verse. Walang halo, okay? There's nothing like the Word of God. There's nothing like pure spiritual milk as basic and as the basic nourishment for infants, okay? Walang kapantay yun. Walang kapalit yun. Di ba? And if a baby or an infant would be deprived of milk, pure milk, okay, malnourished yan. That's why nakakita na ba kayo ng Michelin baby? Okay, Michelin baby. Nakakita na ba kayo? Yung puro cuts? So sinama ko si Michelin kasi siya yan eh, okay? Siya si Michelin. Okay, si Michelin, okay, at yung baby, okay, na, ang cute-cute lang, di ba? Pero most of the time, I know of a baby by our friend, okay, si Pastor Dan Encarnacion, kung naalala nyo pa siya, si Alice was just, well, ganyan, ka-cute, okay? Because she was breastfed, okay? All the time. Cute-cute, taba-taba, okay? And ngayon, ang talinong bata, kumakanta, di ba, nagbibilang for 2 years old. 2 years old, wala pa, no? Nag-multiplication table. Okay, square root of ganyan. magtuto pa lang pala siya, no? But she was very healthy. Okay, and karamihan ng bata ang nakita ko, ganito kabi, yung mga mabibigat at Michelin baby, breastfed. Because there's no match to the design of God na manggaling sa nanay yung ipapakain sa baby. That's the way it is. That's how it is designed. That there's no match to that. And if you would continue to deprive the baby, pinangawa-ngawa mo lang dyan, pinaiyak mo, it would be fatal. You know, the baby would eventually die pag hindi pinapainom ng gatas. And that's the same way with our spiritual lives. That's why it says, like newborn babies, you need pure spiritual milk. How many times I have heard people say, nahirapan sila sa buhay. I have sinned. I'm struggling. And when I ask them, kamusta ba yung time mo with God? Kamusta ba yung quiet time mo? Yun nga po eh. Hindi na po ako nakapagbasa ng Bible. It starts with that. Bakit? Malnourished, di kumain. We sometimes think that coming to a youth service on a Friday would be enough for a week. And pag nagpunta ka dito Friday, tapos Sunday, service ka din, di ba? Normally, ganun, sino ganun ginagawa dito? Friday service, tapos Sunday nagsaservice din. Okay, makaramihan sa atin. Sabi mo, okay na, nagservice na akong isa sa Friday, dalawa nung Sunday, hindi na ako kailangan magbasa sa Monday. Okay, kasi may baon pa naman. Sige nga, pakainin ka kaya ng nanay mo ngayong gabi lang para, okay, tatlong plato yan, ha? Monday ka na ulit kakain. Di ba magugutom ka, tama? It doesn't work that way. You can't eat a whole meal for 1 month. One meal for tonight, hindi ka nakakain ng buong month. Eh, busog naman ako eh. Kinain ko yung buong KFC, pati crew. It doesn't work that way. You need to continually be nourished and hindi ka gutom. Alright? Alam niyo yung gutom? Okay, so alam niyo ba yung joke na gutom? Ay, gutom! Yung tinutuhod, di ba? Yung kunyari, exasalita ka lang. Ay, gutom! Pero you know what? Life becomes that way. Gutom ka nga talaga, di ba? Ay, may problema sa bahay. Ay, gutom! Hindi nagbasa ng Bible, eh, di ba? Ngangawa ka na kagad. Okay, may paglabas mo ng bahay, problema ka agad. Di ka makasakay ng jeep, di ba? Parang affected na yung faith mo. Lord, di mo ko mahal, gutom. Okay. Pagdating mo sa youth service, problema din. Wala kang maupuan. Eh, dami-daming upuan. May nakaupo sa upuan ko eh. Ay, gutom. Lahat problemado. Okay, until such time na may matinding lock, okay? Hindi na ako makakapag-enroll next sem. Pamilya ko, nagkakagulo. Wala, gutom ka. Bakit? Hindi ka kumain eh. You haven't read the Word of God. Huwag mong gutumin yung sarili mo. You need a pure spiritual milk. You need the Word of God to strengthen you, make you healthy. When problems come your way, hindi ka gutom, nakatayo ka, you would move forward. Continue to go and have some pure spiritual milk. What's its effect? Yes, you would be healthy, but even as we continue, the Bible says, di ba, that by, balik tayo sa verse, that by it you may grow up. Say, grow up. You may grow up. Okay, of nourishment, okay, continuous nourishment will result into growth. Di ba? Wala kang makikita na tao forever 5 years old. Sino dito hanggang ngayon, sa tsupon ka pa umiinom? O may dalakang bote, di ba? Upsize na po ba? O dito mo lagay. We outgrew that. Because reality, everybody needs to grow. You can't be 5 years old. You can't be 8 years old for the rest of your life. You need to grow up. Kaya nga minsan may nagsasabi, act your age. Laki-laki mo na. Tapos iyak-iyak ka pa. Diba? Nadapa ka lang naman eh. Naputol yung paa mo. Iyak na iyak. Sobra naman eh, no? Tayo nga, di ba? We all know that everybody needs to grow and we have to grow. And continuous nourishment would actually make you grow. And even in your walk with God, you don't have to be and you can't be who you have been, okay, 2 years ago. And up until now, ganun ka pa rin. Talunan, struggle, temptation, sin. Attend lang service, never serve, never lead others. And you can't be that way. You need to grow in your walk with God. The church has been very generous in providing many different ways like trainings and different journey or event, okay, that we want to provide for you. But you know what? We believe that, yes, it's a personal responsibility for you to grow in your walk with God. And trainings and services would not be enough for you to grow up. You need pure spiritual milk to grow up. You need to take the time to open your Bibles, read the Word, be nourished, be strong in faith, be strong in your walk with God, be strong along the problems. You need to grow up. You can't be who you are nung 5 years ago, okay, kung, di ba, na-save ka the last week. Okay, wala pala tayong youth service, no? Probably may nag-preach ng gospel sa'yo. 1 week after, there would be different changes. Growing up means a changed life. Sino sa inyo dito, masasabi mo, may nagbago na sa buhay mo, di ba? May binago na si Lord sa buhay mo. O dyan sa katabi mo, convince ka, may binago na si Lord dito, mukha pa lang eh. Tsura pa lang, okay, binago na. Okay, ugali pa lang, hindi na nalilin, nililibre na ako. And growing up means having a changed life. You would continue to grow up and your life will be changed by God. And that's how it is. You know what? Desire for spiritual milk, okay, it's just a result of salvation. Salvation would be the starting point. Okay? When you came and know Jesus Christ, accepted Him in your life, accepted Him as Lord and Savior, and if you would continue to walk with God, hindi pwedeng yung old life mo, ganun ka pa rin. God would want to change you and you need to grow up. Because definitely, may problema. Sino dito may problema ka? Oh, galing. Iba wala, oh. I love your life. Sana nandyan ako sa life nyo, no? May problema tayo. May temptation kahit saan. But the only way to face these challenges is to read the Bible. That's why I said by D.L. Moody, the Bible will keep you from sin or sin will keep you from the Bible. The Bible will nourish us so that we will be able to stand on temptation, stand on our ground when there are different problems, stand in our faith with different challenges in family, in your personal life, okay ka, nakatayo ka. Bakit? Hindi ka malnourished. Hindi ka malnourished. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, sabi mo, hindi ka malnourished. And now knowing that, yes, this is pure spiritual milk, this is what we need to be healthy in our walk with God, and also to grow up, because we need to grow up, we need to be mature. What should we do then? The Bible, let's go back. Peter says, like newborn babies, like newborn infants, long for pure spiritual milk. Long. Okay? It means to crave, to desire. Because adults like us, okay? Okay, malalaki naman na tayo lahat dito, no? Wala na bang baby dito? Okay, baby damulag. Okay. Lahat tayo, malaki na dito. We always crave for something and it's for pleasure. Pag nakita kang pizza, di ba? Okay, naisip mo lang, uy, gusto ko lang gantong pizza yung sinlaki ng cake. Di ba? Pag nakita kang ice cream, dahil laging mainit, di ba? Parang gusto mong ingud-ngud yung mukha mo sa ice cream, no? Pag nakita kang, di ba, pag nagke-crave ka, di ba? Parang gusto ko ng oily, gusto ko ng lechon. Alright, di ba? Yung pag kumain ka, nag-lip gloss ka na, di ba? Ganun yun eh, pag kumain ka na dyan. We always crave for different things. Okay, sino dito nagki-crave ng chocolate? Di ba, mga ganon? Wala. Sige. Ako, nagki-crave ako lagi sa aircon. Init kasi. But no matter what we crave for, alright, we always crave to fulfill our desire for pleasure. But a baby, an infant, would crave not for pleasure. Di ba, hindi niya naman sasabihin, oh, gatas, gusto kong promil. Okay? Hindi mo siya gagawin sa nanay niya eh. Promil gold. Hindi, kung ano ibibigay sa kanya, na gatas, iinumin niya yun. Why? Because the baby craves for dependence. Depending on his or her life. Pag di siya uminom, di siya kumain, mamamatay siya. Di siya namimili. Are you craving for dependence? In other versions of the Bible, desire, crave, deeply craving for your dependence. Deeply craving, desiring, and longing for God's word for dependence na pag wala yung word mo, God, mamamatay ako. Masisira yung buhay ko. Have you had that kind of desire for the word of God in your life? Have you been longing for God's word? Every believer, every disciple. Sinong ulit disciples dito? You follow Jesus? We all must long for pure spiritual milk because if not, you will not be healthy, you'll be malnourished, you will not grow up, you will eventually die inside, you will eventually die in your life. You wouldn't find any purpose because you're not nourished by the Word of God. Sometimes we have different excuses na ayoko magbasa ng Bible eh. Baka di ko maintindihan, English eh. So, tatako tayo magbasa ng Bible, right? May ganun ba? Baka di ko maintindihan. Don't have to worry. The Bible says, the Holy Spirit is there to guide us as we read the Bible. And you know what? You have Victory Group leaders also. And if you have, kung wala pa, then we would gladly want to connect you. These people will help you. And kung di naman nila alam, alam nyo, pupunta yan kay Ate Dayan, okay? Si Ate Dayan, okay, madaming alam yan, punta natin yan, tanong tayo dyan, okay? There's always one another to help one another in knowing more about God's Word. Why don't you want to grow up? Why don't you want to be healthy? Why don't you want to crave and long for the Word of God? You know why? You know what the reason sometimes you don't want to attend to a service, hindi big deal, pagdadating lang yung tropa ko, saka ako sasama. Para sasama natin, mas importante ibang bagay para sa akin, ayoko muna mag-victory group, maybe because you don't want to crave for the Word of God. Sometimes, that's the reason for many of us. That's why it's not that important for me. Because the word is not important for me. Don't you want to grow up? Don't you want to be nourished in life? Because in reading the Bible, you know what? In reading the Bible, it's more than just gaining Bible knowledge. It's more than just knowing na yung verse na yon nasa page 142. It's more than just knowing that God created the world, and I believe in that. It's more than just knowing that Jesus died on the cross. It's more than just knowing that Peter is a disciple. It's more than just knowing that this is what it said in Revelations. It's not more of the mind, but it's more of the heart. Because when you read the Bible, yes, there's Bible knowledge, but more importantly, you meet a person. You get to meet a person and you get to meet God Himself. You get to know and know more about and you get to love more about Jesus because you have met Him by reading the Bible. By reading the Bible. This is the written Word of God. God breathed everything of who He is that He wants to reveal to us na pwede gusto niyang malaman natin tungkol sa Kanya. Christianity is all about knowing who He is, what He has done, and how do we respond accordingly, and it's all in here. Paano nangyari yon? John 1:1 says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus was the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. lived the life that we could not live, a perfect, sinless life, died the death that we deserve in our place, rose again, proving that He is the Son of God, and now offering gift of salvation and forgiveness of sins for everyone who believes. That came from the Bible. We met Jesus through the Bible. And sometimes why the reason why we don't want to crave for the Word, maybe because you don't want Jesus in your life. That's reality. Sometimes you don't want to crave for the Word, it's because you're not craving for Jesus at all. Jesus, kailangan na lang kita pag may problema na ako. Jesus, kailangan na lang kita pag may exams na ulit ako. Bakasyon naman eh, happy-happy muna ako. We don't crave for the Word because we don't crave for Jesus. What are we craving for? What are we craving for? If you have tasted that the Lord is good, said in verse 3. Ba? If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good, means you have experienced God. Sino sa inyo dito? Kanina, I was asking, di ba? You have had a changed life, okay? May pagbabago na sa buhay mo. Then definitely you change God. You have tasted that the Lord is good. And for many of you, you've been here for a long time already or for a few months. But, okay, we all have different experiences kung gaano naging kabait si Jesus sa atin. And that in itself is tasting that Jesus is actually very good to us. And it's not yet done. Pero bakit parang umahi na tayo? Bakit parang we come to a point that we become familiar and say, parang I've known who Jesus, parang okay na ako sa kung paano ko kilala si Jesus ngayon, susunod na lang siguro. Who among you here, you have had an opportunity makakain sa buffet? Okay, sino dito nakapag-buffet na? Okay, siguro every week you go to a buffet. Actually, my house in Vikings, ay, buffet na. And then, when you eat in a buffet, okay, definitely, hindi ka lang dun sa one area. Di ba, sino dito mahilig sa sushi, sashimi, di ba? Lucky me. Mapupunta ka sa area na yon. Normally ako, dun ako una pumupunta, no? Inuubos ko yung sashimi. Mahal yun eh. Saka masarap yun eh. Dun ako, okay? But it's foolish to know that someone is just going with a whole floor of having many different kinds of food and someone is just going dun sa sushi station. Tama? Imagine mo naman, dahil pagkain, ikaw nandun ka lang, 3 hours, nandun ka lang, sushi station. Eh kaya pala umay ka na kasi akala mo, John 3:16 lang yung verse sa Bible. And I hope that you don't treat the Bible as a buffet. You only come to the Bible when you need it. And you only go to what you want. Ito, maganda yung sinasabi nito. Eh, gusto ko to. Ito, parang hindi okay. Kailangan ko mag-let go, let God. Okay? Dito sa verse na to, parang ayoko nito. The Bible contains many different promises. And have you memorized one? If you're in lack, the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be opened. It's in the Bible. You don't realize that there's more than just the John 3:16. Meron ngang 1 John 3:16 if you would like to know more about love. May 1 John 3:16 then talks about this is how we know what love is, that He laid His life for us. If you're finding love, then you can find it in Jesus kasi He gave His life for you and me. You don't have to find love from many different people or different places. Yes, they could offer you love, but perfect, pure kind of love that you need to be saved and be forgiven of sins is coming from Jesus Christ. If you're saying, okay, parang walang nagmamahal sa'yo, walang nagpapahalaga sa'yo, and it's sinasabi ng Ephesians that you are God's workmanship. If you are His workmanship, you are His masterpiece, then you are valuable because of your Maker, because of God. It's in the buffet. It's in here. Have you read about it? The Bible has more than 3,500, almost 3,600 promises. Good enough for your whole life, for every one day. And it's here. Have you heard of it? Have you read it? Have you personally heard God? Minsan kasi nakikikain tayo sa plato ng iba. Eh, madami naman plato eh. May Bible na tayo. Buti nga ngayon, nada-download na sa cellphone yung Bible. And I, okay, meron din ako. I remember the first time I got my Bible, when I got saved, I read from my Bible, okay, yung blue pa. Sinong alam niyo yun? Yung blue, yung maliit, Gideon Bible, di ba? New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs. Actually, Proverbs lang pala. That was my first Bible. And the first time I read the Bible, I can't stop. Sina-excite ako, ito pala si Jesus. Akala ko si Jesus nakaganon lang lagi. Ito pala si Jesus. And then when I bought my new Bible, hindi na ito eh. But alam ni Noel yun, the very first time I bought my own Bible, mamahalin, 1-4, isa, pinag-ipunan ko. Ginto yun eh. Tapos grabe excited ako, pinakita ko agad kay Noel. Okay, yung isa sa staff natin, kaklase ko kasi siya eh. May Bible ako, excited ako magbasa. Revelation ako noon, naalala ko. Tapos mababasa ako. And that was so important to me. Because sometimes you ride on the faith of other people. Ibig sabihin, kung ano lang yung shinare nung Facebook post niya, ito lang yung shinare niya, yun na din yung quiet time mo. Hindi mo kailangan kumain sa plato ng iba. Madaming pagkain, madaming promises. Come to Jesus, personally hear from Him. Because He has personal promises to you, personal good, pleasing, and perfect will. Many promises are for you, and it's in the Bible. Have you heard of it? Have you read it? Go ahead and open it. Read from it. It goes more beyond this Friday meeting for us, because on a Saturday, I can't go to your house and preach the word to you. But you can go ahead and look at the Bible, and God is there. He would guide you as you read, and He would give you life, change your life, make you healthy, and make you grow up. You can grow up in your faith because of the Bible. Because you have tasted that the Lord is good. Huwag kang maumay. Hindi pa tapos si God. Madami pang promises. Are you excited for God's promises in your life? Diba? God has many things in store for you. And if you're here, you haven't tasted anything good from God yet. Probably you're saying, okay, you came for the first time, or parang hindi ka kumbinsido that God is alive, God could not do anything. Challenge Him. Let me tell you, grace is good. If you taste grace, something that you don't deserve, God would be able to give to you, it's good. Mercy is good. We all deserve hell, but Jesus died for our sins so that we would be with Him forevermore. Salvation is good. Forgiveness of sins is good. Provision is good. You have a future, and that is good. That all comes from the Bible. That all comes from the Word of God. That comes from God. And it is for you. Test it. Try mo lang. Come to Jesus. He would change your life, I tell you. And I hope, this is the thing that I would want to leave to us. Knowing that the Bible, the Word of God, is pure spiritual milk, making us healthy, making us grow. We should long for it. Let's long for Jesus. Crave for the Word. Crave for Jesus. Let it be a lifestyle. Crave for the Word. Crave for Jesus. And it would never fail you. Bakit nga ba na nagki-crave tayo for many answers? Because natural tendency ng infant, okay, newborn baby or an infant, maghahanap ng gatas. Hindi naman mamimili yan, pero alam niya maghahanap siya. Tayo, ganun din tayo, magkakaproblema, magugutom, pero saan ka umiinom? Saan ka kumukuha ng nourishment mo? Sabi nung kaibigan mo, Facebook post, gimmick ng barkada nyo. But what would satisfy you, satisfy your real craving, is Jesus Christ, His Word. Temporary things would not satisfy you. Kaya pala naisip mo, di ba, dami ko nang ginawa sa buhay ko, bakit malungkot pa din ako? Dami ko nang tinry, barkada ako, nag-boyfriend ako, nag-girlfriend ako. Umuwi ako ng late. Hindi ko sinunod ang nanay ko. Nag-less ako. Bakit hindi pa rin kompleto yung buhay? Because only Jesus would fulfill the craving that we have in our lives. Let me pray for you. You all bow down. Who among you here, okay? You want to grow in your walk with God. You want to grow and you want to be healthy. Raise your hand. You want to grow deep within you, inside of you, spiritually. Raise your hand. Up high. Come on. Up high. Lord, kami yun. We come to you, God. We want to grow. We want to be healthy. We want to know you more. We want to love you more. We want to learn to love you more. Give us this desire. Give us this kind of craving for you and for your word that would give us life. Change our lives, God. Give us hope and a future. It all comes from you, God. Now teach us, Lord God, to read and obey the Bible every day. Let us love your word, Lord God. Let us crave for you. We want to grow in you. We want to grow more in love with you. We want to grow more strengthened in you. We want to grow in our faith. We want to grow in our giving. We want to grow in any different areas of our lives, God. Make us strong through your word. This is our desire in Jesus' name. Put down your hands. Next is, maybe you've come to a point of neglect for God's word. Meaning, you never really had time for devotions anymore. To talk to God, to have your quiet time, magbasa ng Bible. I've had my share on that one. Karoon din akong season na ganun. Especially when it was very busy, especially in school. I know we have different reasons, but still, we neglected it. We neglected our nourishment. We neglected our health. Most importantly, we neglected our God. And now you want to ask for forgiveness and you want a new craving. Raise your hand. Lord, sorry. This is who we are. We neglected our time with you. We neglected our nourishment. We neglected your promises. But Lord, thank you that you have never neglected us. You have never left us. Said in your word, you will never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you for your word. That in itself is an encouragement to us. That let us dig into your word. Let us read your word, love your word, obey your word, trust your word, that it would be total dependence for us, like an infant craving for something that would save his or her life. Let us crave for your word because it would save our lives, God. Thank you, Lord. We trust you in everything of our lives. Give us a new desire to love you in your word, in Jesus' name.